This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When you think of Savannah, Georgia, one of the images in your mind is likely its giant live oak trees draped in Spanish moss. But in October, Hurricane Matthew knocked down hundreds of trees. The storm cost Savannah and the surrounding county upwards of $35 million in damage and cleanup. Now, some residents are trying to put those downed trees to good use before they get to the wood chipper. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Jones reports.
At a large open lot in Savannah, trucks full of branches and logs line up waiting to be counted. Once it's checked in, the debris gets unloaded onto a growing pile.
And then that material gets put through the grinder, and we process it into mulch, and we stockpile the mulch.
Down Knight works for Ashbrit, a company that does cleanup all over the country. He's managing the operation here. His company has gathered more than 1 million cubic yards of storm debris, including many large old trees, some dating back a century or more. That got Brandy Mai, a longtime resident of the Savannah area, thinking that at least some of the trees shouldn't become mulch.
A lot of these trees have as much history as the town itself. They've seen fires, they've seen war, they've seen so many things. I know it's crazy to personify a tree as such, but these trees are just as much a part of Savannah's history as anything else.
So she started a Facebook group after the storm and quickly found she wasn't alone. Posts poured in from others hoping to do something with their downed trees. The group helped residents find local sawmills and woodworkers like Charlie Ward.
What I've been doing is taking a can out of the top and quarter sawing that, and then a couple thicker slabs out of the middle.
He starts to saw through a piece of hickory. For Ward and his wife Sarah, the mill is a fledgling business, what she describes as their startup, Sylvana Farms. They're hoping to sell a lot of this wood as lumber for about $3 to $4 a foot. That's comparable to a home improvement store because they're getting most of the trees for free in exchange for hauling them away. They estimate they'll get about 10,000 feet of lumber from the Hurricane Matthew trees. So far, they've had a fair amount of interest. And not only because the wood costs about the same as commercial lumber, but also because of what buyers can make with it.
Well, it's something special. It's something you don't just buy at IKEA or Walmart. And you got to have a memory of it.
Mark Haig, a carpenter who's helping mill the wood, brushes off the freshly cut piece and points out its unique features.
You can see right now why that's such nice furniture wood. That nice dark brown in the middle with the contrast with the white, just absolutely beautiful.
He'll use slabs like the one they just cut for furniture, tabletops and legs, benches, countertops. One of those benches can sell for $500, while custom tables run about $3,000. A large tree can produce about 10 tables. But it will be a while before they see that kind of money. All this wood has to dry for 6 months to a year before it's ready to use. In the meantime, local businesses have gotten some storm souvenirs ready for gifts. Haig is selling coasters and cheese boards for $30 a piece. He says they're pretty popular.
Oh, gosh, yes, a lot more than I had ever expected. My wife suggested doing this, and then all of a sudden I find myself making hundreds of sets of these.
Coasters aren't his favorite project, but business is business. And Haig says making something out of the downed trees is important.
You've got to do what you got to do. The trees are down now. I'm sad they're down, but we've got to utilize them or it's even sadder.
He says he's got a long list of people waiting to get some piece of the trees that fell in their yards. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.